grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. A text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our gospel lesson from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 14th chapter, starting at the 25th verse. And dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, do the math. Do the math. Most everybody nowadays is doing the math, aren't we? It's all this talk of tariffs and inflation and that sort of thing, and unless you're independently wealthy and you don't have to ask how much it costs, you're probably doing the math. I went into the store this last week, and I was looking for a bag of chocolate chips, the semi-sweet ones, a little 12-ounce bag, to make chocolate chip cookies, and I found the section where it was, and I saw the sign there that said, sale, $10. $10. All right, it was a Girardelli chocolates, okay, but it was still $10. So what did I do? Well, before I left, I didn't want to give up right away, so I said, okay, not Girardelli, but let's look for Nestle. So I looked down a little bit farther. You got to be kidding. Then I begin to look even lower. That's the ones I usually get, the ones that Albertsons will not put their name on. And I looked finally, and I found $6. Still, though, you got to be kidding. $6 for a little 12-ounce bag of chocolate to make chocolate chip cookies. Can you make chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips? Probably not taste too good. You got to be kidding me. But sometimes you got to do the math. You got to count the cost. You have to say, is this really possible? Is it affordable? Is it doable? And life, of course, presents us with bigger decisions than chocolate chips. You may have to buy a car. And you ask yourself the question, can I afford this or not? You may want to buy a house, and you may say to yourself, well, I'd like to live in this neighborhood, but maybe I got to choose another part of town. I just can't afford it. Maybe you're starting a business. You have to figure out how much it costs to get things going. Maybe you're starting a relationship with someone. It isn't about money, but it's about, am I getting green lights here, or there are red flags coming up? And I wonder what's going to happen for the future. You got to do what? You got to do the math. You got to do the math. Today's gospel lesson, there are people doing the math. Or maybe they're forgetting to do the math, if you were paying attention to it. You got a man who starts to build a tower. And it's a big project, building a tower back then. He's probably building a tower to watch over his fields to make sure no trespassers come. Or maybe there's another reason. I remember my family and I living back east out in the country, and there was an old Victorian house on top of a hill. And on top of the Victorian house was a sort of a cupola with windows all around it. And folks in the town said, yeah, that fellow who owned that place, he used to own all the land around here. And he'd sit up in the cupola, and he'd pull out his telescope, and he'd watch all his workers to make sure they were doing what? Staying on the job as they worked in the field. So he watched them for that. But if you can do that, you have to be a person of means. Putting up a tower is an expensive thing to do. But in this instance, the fellow doesn't do the math. He puts in the foundation, then he runs out of money. And so what are you left with? A foundation with a bunch of weeds growing in it. And then there's the king who loses his cool. And he acts impulsively, and he decides to start a war. And only afterward does he realize that he's outnumbered 2-1. Do the math. Now, great crowds accompanied Jesus. And he turned and he said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Now, from those words, we gather that there were a lot of people who were doing the math. At least they thought that they were. They were joining up, as they saw it, with the popular new church that was centered around Jesus. They were joining up with the popular young preacher who was Jesus. They saw signs, they saw wonders, they saw miracles, they saw a lot of excitement in the air. A lot of people coming to Jesus, and who's going to complain about that? Until the Lord turns to them and he says, "Did you do the math? Did you do the math?" "Well, yeah, sure we did. That's why we're here." "No, did you do the math? All of it. Because you want to come after me, and that's good. I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. It's good that you're coming after me, but do you know what you could lose on this deal? Do you know that you could lose your father and your mother, because they're not going to go with you? We didn't raise you to do that, to go after Jesus. You could lose your father and your mother. You could lose your wife. You could lose your children. You could lose your brothers and your sisters. You could lose your own life. Are you ready for them to turn their back on you? To abandon you? To turn on you? Can you carry that cross?" A man from the crowd shouted, this is another Bible text, a man from the crowd shouted, he said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus responded and said, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." James and John, his disciples, said, "Oh, we can carry the cross, Lord." Jesus said, "Can you drink the cup that I have to drink from?" And they say, "Yeah, sure, we can. We can do it." At the Last Supper, Peter said to the Lord, he said, "Even if all these others," you know Peter, he's always the first off the mark, "even if all these others, all the other disciples deny you, I never will. I'll never do it." And then all the other disciples realize what he says, and they all said the same thing. "Even if everybody else denies you, Lord, I won't deny you." And you know how that ended up. Matthew chapter 26, all of his disciples deserted him, and they fled. They did the math. And when they did the math, they only saw what they stood to lose, what might be taken away from them. But if that's all you see, did you do all the math? Did you turn the page to the next math problem and see what the answer was with that one? I'll read it for you. Matthew chapter 13. Jesus said, again, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls." That's his business, his trade. "Who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had, and he bought it." His trade was fine pearls. Every one of them was good. Every one of them was something that would draw the eye of wealthy people who could afford it. But he finally sees one pearl that's worth more than all of them. And he cashes in all of his stock. He sells it all so that he can have that one pearl. The decision for him is obvious. He is a sound man of business. He does the math. He says, "You know, I got to be all in." Or what's the old saying? In it to what? To win it. In it to win it. I'm going to cash in all the others to gain the one. No looking back. No need to look back. The glory of that one pearl outshines all of the others. St. Paul would describe it for his own life Philippians chapter 3, this is what he says. He says, but whatever gain I had, that's my past life. And he lists a bunch of things there. Whatever gain I had, I counted as a loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from keeping the rules, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and know the power of his resurrection and even share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. He says, I'm all in. I'm in it to win it. I have to cash in the other things if God calls me to do so, to find the one thing that is the treasure. No looking back, no need to look back. The glory of that one pearl outshines all of the others. And so the Lord says, do the math. You know the verse. He told you what the math is. What does it profit a man to what? Gain the whole world and to lose his soul. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? There's the math for you right there. And the answer, you know. And so we're dealing with more than chocolate chips. We're dealing with more than new cars or used cars. We're dealing with more than buying a home here or there. We're dealing with more than building towers. We're dealing with more than waging wars between kingdoms. We're asking simply, what is to my profit? What is to my loss? What is to my profit? What is to my loss? You do the math, and you go where it takes you. And where is it going to take you? Well, you already know one. Today's bulletin, the collect of the day, one place it takes you is to the throne of grace before the Lord, where you come to him in prayer. And what do you pray? You say, Lord, you didn't spare your only son, but you delivered him up for us all. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by you. I have salvation in Jesus. He is the pearl of great price. So, grant us courage, grant me courage and strength to take up the cross and follow him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. That's where the math takes you, to prayer, and it takes you always to the foot of the cross, knowing that there is your pardon, there is your forgiveness, there is eternal life. Do the math. It always takes you to Jesus. And if it takes you to Jesus, are you going to go someplace else? Are you going to wander off someplace else? Are you going to look for something else? You got to be kidding. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.